You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The story sounds exactly like something we'd hear coming out of America. A same-sex couple being refused service for what is meant to be one of the happiest days of their lives. However, this is happening a little closer to home this time. The couple in question, Maureen Barr and Sasha Patrick, requested a cake from Cass Divine Cakes, a bakery in Warkworth. They disclosed that they were a same-sex couple within the request. They were met with this response. I do not wish to offend either of you, and I thank you for letting me know that this is a same-sex wedding. Even though as individuals you are both fabulous and amazing people, I must follow the integrity of my beliefs and heart. Our government has legalized same-sex marriages, but it is not my belief that it is correct. Therefore, I will not support it and cannot make your wedding cake for you. This prompted the couple to post the email online, prefacing the post encouraging people to boycott Cass Divine Cakes. Since the email was posted online, the bakery has received a large spike in Google reviews with varied opinions on the matter. The first 30 reviews classified as most relevant are all 5-star reviews in support of the bakery. Some of those that are in support of the bakery are as follows. It is your business and you have every right to choose who you want to sell to. You were very polite to these lovely ladies, but had the guts to stand up for what you believe. There was no hate in your comments. However, you are getting the abuse now. Stay strong. We'll be buying your cakes, Kath. What is rude is that people have given you ugly reviews for exercising your right to express your own beliefs. I think it is a double standard that you are expected to accept and support by offering your services to those women, but yet you're not allowed to stand up for what you believe in. The order of reviews changed over the last hour, with a 1-star review being filtered out of relevancy. This has led me to question Google's algorithm with reviews. Of those that disagree with Cass' decision, here are some opinions. There were a lot of good comments on why this owner was wrong. Unfortunately, they got removed. People couldn't handle the truth. The owner chose religion and hate first over love. If you stand up for what you believe in, it doesn't make you right. Would an atheist or Sikh be refused service as well? People are not thinking critically. Personal religious beliefs should not get in the way of business. I thought as long as you are a law-abiding paying citizen, nothing should go wrong. Disappointing to say the least. It is a shame. You are exceptionally talented, and I was really looking forward to you doing our anniversary cake. The Human Rights Act of 1993, Section 44, says it is unlawful to refuse or fail on demands to provide any other person with goods, facilities, or services by reason of any of the prohibited grounds of discrimination. The Human Rights Act includes sexual orientation under one of the prohibited grounds of discrimination. Now we'll open the floor to discuss amongst ourselves.
We will indeed open the floor.
Absolutely. I've been having a major moral debate in my head over this for the last week, so I'm curious what you guys have to say.
I want to specifically point out the discussion around the conduct of the baker. Obviously, she spoke in a polite manner, in a respectful manner, but her action, does her action of not serving kind of undo what she said that was positive? I'm not putting any judgment for or against. I just want to discuss that in general. If you're polite, but then you act.
For all the listeners, we're talking about Kath's Divine Cakes. I'm sure people have been keeping up on that. 53955 if you want to text in, and we're just going to continue talking about it. We've had a couple of different people text in, but keep those texts coming in. Laura, what did you think?
I'm a member of the LGBTQIA plus community. So like, obviously I'm there being like, I don't know how, I mean, that hurts. Hurts that people come in and will say, because I grew up in a religious household on top of that, it is a very hard thing to hear people still with that sentiment, like throwing religious sentiments at people about this. Mai Chen, who's made legal commentary on it so far, has basically said, in New Zealand, we weighed up whether discriminating against someone or someone being able to express and act upon religious beliefs is more important. And what the law states is we should not...
We cannot
discriminate against people at all.
So will anybody do anything about that in a legal capacity?
Well, I'm actually quite curious about that because the post has been removed online.
Right.
The couple is no longer wanting to speak to the media. Kath is not speaking to the media as well about the matter.
Right.
So I'm thinking they're pulling back because the more you say publicly, the more you can be pulled up on issues because there could be things about defamation potentially in terms of what they've done online. All kinds of issues there.
It's an interesting one, isn't it? Because it's that whole thing. I mean, you always have people that will say freedom of speech, freedom of action, and it's hard to know. I mean, it's always hard to know where you draw the line. But for in a personal, you know, if we're being completely objective, from a personal point of view, we've had another couple of people text in. It's hard to see how this is in any way. You know, I mean, it's a business, it's your job, so just, or they, you know, you don't have to come to the wedding.
Mean it's an individual right, because if it's a service that you're providing?
Well, in a bureaucratic sense, probably yes. Like, I understand, probably yes, but then for me, yeah, just kind of being objective and looking at the matter as somebody from, you know, as somebody as part of the Christian community, to me it just seems odd. I don't understand that at all. Why would you refuse that? It's not a nice thing to do. And if you're preaching, you know, nice and love, which is something that I think personally I would want to do, it's just not a good action to take.
What text is saying?
Somebody said, reason I meant, interesting, woman refusing to make wedding cake, and people saying the attitude is becoming more common here. Reason I mentioned that is a lot of foreigners immigrating over with very homophobic attitudes that affect our culture.
I don't think she was foreign.
No, I think that's the typical thing, because Warkworth isn't a major city. No. Like, these are smaller communities. They're very secular, and also being someone from a small town, like, you have those ideologies and those mentalities, and they don't really filter out because you don't have that, like, exchange of population as frequently. You don't hear new ideas coming in as often. So, like, it's harder to see that kind of change in a smaller community versus a city. So I think that's the major thing that happens there. I haven't actually really been met with a lot of homophobia from foreigners, really. It's been primarily small town people.
I mean, Kath's letter was very very polite. Yeah,
conducted.
It'd be nice to talk to her. So, you know, Kath, if you feel like calling in, we'd love to talk to you because we'd love to hear your point of view.
Absolutely.
Somebody else has messaged in saying, did she say religious beliefs or just belief?
Just beliefs, but I've actually never encountered someone who just has a thing against people who are gay
without
it being a religious connotation.
True, but yeah, that's a good point.
It's a very good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So she just said beliefs. I was listening to commentary on this earlier in the week. I was driving through Warkworth actually when it came on, that mentioned religious beliefs, but that may have just been misinformed.
Potentially. In the letter, Kath hasn't spoken to the public.
Right.
And all the context we have is from that letter. It has never implied that it is religious in any way. Which I think also good for legal reasons. I don't know. Yeah. I kind of want to jump back to what you said about action versus what people say.
Yeah, so does being a polite person, when you then act, action is also a form of speech, right? So Does her being polite, is that undone by the fact that then she denies service? She says that they're great people, but then she refuses to serve them. Mm. Is that not, does that not zero out any politeness?
Yeah.
Does that not also prove or act in a way that says, I do not think you are good people?
I kind of jump immediately to like a parallel of a guy can nicely harass me in the street. That doesn't make it okay. Like someone can follow me and be complimenting me, but that still makes me uncomfortable and stuff like that.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that it's a positive.
Doesn't make it okay for someone to do that.
I mean, if you've got anything else you want to add to this conversation, 5395. It's different. I mean, it's been talked a lot about.
Yeah, absolutely.
And there is a lot of commentary on it.
I'm actually kind of curious in terms of what people think about putting that in terms of a social media platform, raising that up for the public to actually look at and be like, a kind of weigh in. Because they've pulled back majorly on this after this kind of took off.
I think you were talking earlier about how the possibility of social media separating the two sides even more, so creating more of a fragment between the two chosen sides, and whether it's even valuable to have for the couple to have done that in that way. Was that
kind of I think if I had been in their shoes, I would have gone the legal route rather than potentially destroying someone's business. I think that's the better way to go about it. Just a personal thing though. Like,
has there been much backlash in terms of business? Do we know much about?
Well, it's all just speculation at this point, because it's the commentary we're getting out of people.
That is essentially the backlash from,
That's the backlash we're seeing, but we're also seeing people who are coming in to support. So, like, they still have a 3.2 star rating on Google reviews, so it's hard to say.
It is hard to say. We're getting some interesting... interesting texts. Somebody said, typical scaremongering religions, integrity or just shook to death. Might I just step in?
Yeah.
Religious, I think, is an interesting word as well, because religion denotes a set of rules, sort of. A set of, I'm careful about what I say, but a set of guidelines or... particular steps or actions that you live by that are quite set in stone and quite already predetermined, and that religion thus is then based around what these already predetermined rules are. So interesting that you say religious beliefs. I mean, we don't know what her religious beliefs are, so, or if she has any. So if she says belief, it could be a faith belief, which is actually, you know, in its meaning quite different than a religious belief.
I don't know.
Which could be a much longer discussion, but I'll just chuck that in there.
It is a very long discussion. It's all up to interpretation, I think, when it comes to religion very thoroughly.
BFM, you're on air.
Yeah, hey. What's the situation? Somebody wouldn't make a cake for some gay people.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, right. I think it's terrifying when you start compelling people to do things in Western society. Like, have you seen the thing around Jordan Peterson with Bill C-16?
Can you elaborate it?
It was for gender pronouns in Canada.
Don't think I have.
I have not either.
So it's basically saying you have to identify somebody by their correct gender pronoun, like whatever they choose to be known as.
Right.
And if you don't, you can be prosecuted.
And you disagree with that?
I mean, I don't necessarily disagree with it, but I don't think it should be the law.
We've had somebody just text in and say, the law is clear. No business can discriminate based on a basis of sexual orientation. The couple could take their case to the Human Rights Commission and are free to share the email on their own social media.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that's correct. But when you start compelling people to do things, that's a slippery slope.
But you don't think that should be law?
That already is law, and I think it was...
But so is C-16 in Canada. Like, If you keep going with that, where does that end up when you start forcing people to do things?
Right.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm. Mm. Thanks for joining us.
No worries.
Yeah, I mean, it's right. Everything's on a spectrum, so it is difficult. But somebody else has texted in. How are the members of the public then react as their own responsibility? And if these also are discriminatory or unlawful, then that is a separate issue of how the public treat injustice.
Mm, but I think it starts coming under the spectrum of cyberbullying, and that's a very difficult thing to control. That's where my concern is. Mm. And also, you are very likely alienating this individual further into that community that supports those beliefs. So we're creating that separation when we come out and attack this person and say you're wrong and we don't like you and you're disgusting and those kinds of things. Mm. Like, I just don't like the hate. Personally.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, essentially, it's the same as like if somebody said, I'm not going to make your cake because of you've come from a different country. You know, it's that same sort of thing of like, you can't.
And I don't believe in the immigration laws or.
Exactly. I don't know. I mean, again, your own service, so you can essentially, you can't make
lawfully
the rules, but yeah, you shouldn't, but it just, in a kind of human, empathetic kind of way, it's like, why? Yeah. Why would you
well,
say
that? I mean, there was a comment online even saying, why didn't you just say you were busy and weren't able to do it? Why did you have to bring it forward that you are not doing it because of discrimination? Because if that was the case,
we've got some other texts. Somebody said, Tories are the worst. Is the cake a Catholic? Because the Pope and Michelangelo were very close. Jesus was gay, surely. Interesting. Somebody else said, I'm from a very religious family. They're leaving the Anglican Church because they will start ratifying gay marriage. It's usually religion that fosters these anti-gay beliefs. Somebody else says, I don't have a decent opinion on the matter, but here is a question. What would be the scenario / your stance if someone was refused service butchering a pig on the grounds they are a halal butcher?
Well, I mean, that's animal cruelty, so that's illegal in the first place.
Butchering a pig isn't animal cruelty, but...
If you were a butcher...
I'm not sure. I think there is legal issue there.
So they're saying they're a halal butcher, and essentially you bring a pig and you're like, I want this to be made into bacon, and they're saying no because I'm a halal butcher and it's against my belief.
Well, in terms of that, there must be a discussion between that's not someone
that
refusing
isn't.
Service of the person, it is refusing service of the product, and I think that's also a different
discussion. Issue. Absolutely.
Somebody else said they compel people to end segregation in America. It's sometimes necessary. Mm. I'm assuming that's the laws that you're talking about.
Mm.
What a discussion.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Let's just keep it cracking. We could sit here for hours and discuss.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.